What's up, Atlanta sports fans? This is a weird trip into the void of sorrow and madness. This is not a full episode. This is a little mini-sode. We are currently one day removed from the NLDS loss to the Cardinals, 13-1 in Game 5 in humiliating fashion. I'm joined here today by Joseph Bell, a frequent correspondent of the show, and we just wanted to do a quick little instant recap of how we're feeling right now. It's a horrible day. Feel like I'm hungover, even though I didn't really drink that much last night. And I guess that's how it feels to be under the tutelage of Dan Quinn before the day of a Falcons game. You're coming in there and they look so sluggish. I feel like a Falcons player right now. I just don't have any life to me. I'm here. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to really suck at it.
Yeah, it's everything about this last week in sports has been just awful for the most part. Or we'll restart there.
I don't know why that came on, but whatever. We just have to deal with it.
Even the fan hates us.
Yeah.
Our fans hate us.
Even our fans hate us. The fan came on in the office. That's fun. Yeah, it's been pretty bad with the Falcons just continuing to suck. Gave it 53 points to the Texans and now the Braves. I want to ask you a few questions, Joseph.
Yeah.
Who do you blame the most for the series loss?
I kind of want to say it's a managerial problem more than anything. So, here's my reasoning. Our pitching rotation, had Soroka come second, he could have pitched.
In game five. Yeah.
Instead of being on a short rest and potentially pitching. So, had he pitched twice, I think we would have had a better shot at winning game five compared to having Folty, who we already know is shaky, even though he did do very well on his first game in postseason.
His first game postseason, remember, was last year.
It was a disaster against the Dodgers.
And he had a great run down the stretch.
Yeah.
And I felt pretty confident with him going in game five, but I agree with you in the sense that, I mean, I said this on the preview show last week, that your best pitcher all year has been Soroka. You want your best pitcher throwing as many times in the division series as possible. And for some reason, we put more stock into veteran presence and Keuchel, even though he does have a lot of great postseason experience.
With Keuchel being first, though. I'm okay with Keuchel pitching first, setting the tone, but Soroka probably should have been in there second.
Probably. It's tough, though, because, I mean, like, I know they were looking at the ERA splits.
Sure.
And home and road, and Soroka did dominate in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. However, I do want my best pitcher pitching as much as we can. That's fair. So would you say that's more of a problem than the middle of the order hitting, like, a collective 130 or whatever it was with meaningless home runs by Donaldson yesterday? Not a totally meaningless home run by Freddie, but Freddie, Markakis, and Donaldson were pretty awful in the series collectively. Donaldson did have a couple of big hits, drove in the big run in game two, go up 1-0, but he was very quiet. And we had so many opportunities for runners in scoring position. Acuna got on base, 18, 19, 20 times in the series, something like that, and he only scored once, and that was on his home run in game one.
Yeah, we really struggled through the middle of the order. We never really had consistent bats throughout the lineup in any game, really, which is going to cause problems whenever you're dealing with somebody with decent hitting like the Cardinals. So they're going to get runs at some point. You just have to make sure you score more.
Yeah, and it was tough because the rotation did a good job shutting down pretty much everyone except Goldschmidt and Ozuna until game five. It was just we couldn't do anything either, and the frustrating part about it was the guys that you had depended on the whole year that carried the offense, you know, faded down the stretch. Either, I don't know if Freddie's issues were due to injury or not, or if Donaldson was worn out after, you know, only getting like 4 or 5 days off throughout the season or whatever it was. I'm not sure really what the heck happened, but it was really, you know, even though Ozzie had a good series, you know, he kind of struggled a little bit. Acuna, even though despite, you know, the hustling issues, got on base a number of times, was really setting there's no excuse to get Acuna on base as many times as we did and sort of just shit the bed.
Yeah.
Like in game four, runner, you got to third, couldn't get him in. Ninth inning, got to second, couldn't get him in. No outs in either scenario. What's your outlook for next year in the sense of what do we need to do to avoid a calamitous failure like this next year.
I think there was just a lot of unlucky things that happened. Freeman's little, like, missed catch against, was it Molina?
Molina, yeah.
Yeah. That, had he caught that, one game, right?
Right.
If we had one person hit Acuna in when he was on third or second, won the game.
Yeah.
It's just this tiny little, and I can't blame Freddie for all of this because he is a part of the puzzle of our failure as an Atlanta team.
Sure.
But he definitely stands out as having a lot of mental errors in the batter's box, having just a few problems in fielding that ended up causing a lot of problems in terms of runs, especially the key runs, like going down the stretch in some of those other games.
Yeah, I don't blame him for the Molina hit because that was tough.
Yeah.
But the Molina ground ball yesterday, on the other hand, he makes that play. It's a double play, and it's only 1-0 going to the bottom of the first as opposed to it became 10-0. I think, yeah, and I think it really did just come down to us not the middle of the order, not doing their job. The pitching was, minus yesterday, was good enough to win in four games. Hell, good enough to win in three games.
Yeah.
If we had just not did what we did in game one. We had no business winning game three, really, just because of how dominant Wainwright was, but we figured it out. This is like every game we should have lost, we won, and every game we should have won, we lost. In terms of the pitching matchups, in terms of just how everything shook out, it was a very odd series. And, yeah, I don't know.
As much as I would have wanted to go to, or to actually beat the Cardinals, I think that we did improve from what we did last year.
Yes.
Right? We see improvement. The pieces are there, I think. It's just kind of an unlucky streak, I would say. But it's also a true to Atlanta streak.
It is a true. It's like the Atlanta curse just hit us as hard as it could again. With the Braves, and who knows what happens from here. But what do you think?
Are you thinking about, like, going big money with the third baseman instead of Donaldson, or are you thinking
I'm thinking about that.
The pitching core.
I want to make a run at Rendon personally. I think he is a beast. He's a huge upgrade from Donaldson in terms of just a pure hitter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not quite as good of a defender, but in terms of what he has to offer, and he's not old at all. He's only 26, 27. He's in his prime. You pair him with Freddie Freeman and put him forth. I think that's already a big upgrade for your offense, even though I'd like to have Donaldson back. But if you can't, I would rather make a run at Rendon.
If you can't have Donaldson back, are we willing to spend that money? Is that the other question?
Probably not, but who knows?
But yeah, that's definitely an option. The other option is, do we go for another ace? Do we think about, well, we have a few people in our farm team that may come up next year.
Ian Anderson is prime candidate. I would think about maybe looking at the market, but Garrett Cole is going to want too much money. But I think you look at the market, see what you can find. But I would say the biggest reason we lost this was because of lack of middle of the order production. So I think you gotta. Even though Donaldson did a hell of a job, like, I don't want Nick Markakis hitting fifth anymore. I'm sorry, like, that's just not good enough, and we need more thump in this order. Even though we did hit a lot of home runs this year, had three, you know, Acuna had 41 home runs, Freddie and Donaldson almost had 40. It's like we need another guy like that who can provide more power and more stability, and who shows up in the postseason. Markakis in both years has not showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Donaldson this year didn't show up. Freddie has progressively gotten worse in the playoffs, which is odd. I still think he'll be fine because he's Freddie Freeman, hopefully he'll get that bone spur cleaned up. But I want more production in the middle of the order.
Yeah. I think somebody like Riley coming back next year, if he improves with dealing with some of those outside pitches where he kind of bites on them.
Yeah. If you have him and Rendon,
that's your middle of the order.
That looks
right
pretty
there.
Damn good.
Yeah.
3-4-5 with Freddie. When did you know it was over, the series?
The fifth game, honestly. Like, once...
You didn't have that feeling after losing game four?
No, I didn't. Surprisingly enough, I had solid hopes coming into the fifth game. Like, I was fine with Folty there. I would have rather had Soroka.
Right, but if you had to pick someone else.
Yeah. Folty's fine. I had optimism. And it was crushed.
Yeah.
It was crushed with a bird with a gigantic red bird's clawed foot slamming down in my chest.
Yeah, ripping your innards out.
Rip and tear.
What do you think, if you had to guess, are we having the same conversation next year? Another tough and ODS loss. True to Atlanta, we didn't do enough.
If we win the NL East again, and we end up facing not the Dodgers, I have decent confidence in our team to, like, going into this series is like 70-30, I think. I thought we could win it, right? Next year, if we have another rookie pitcher come up, and we're dealing with this postseason type of thing where the rookie pitcher is super hot coming into that postseason, do we think about veteran pitchers more at that point, or do we think about just risking it when going with the rookies?
It's a good question. I'm all for the hot hand going into the playoffs. It's not necessarily true all the time, but it's tough to know. The playoffs are, I think the baseball playoffs are some of the most unpredictable moments in sports. I mean, you can't make up the amount of errors the Cardinals made this series, being the best defensive team in baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Or the amount of times they hit the ball over the bag in game one, or, you know, the fuck-ups they made, and Molina missing that ball in game four, Ozuna missing that ball in game four that got Acuna the triple. They had their fair share of screw-ups too, and you just can't make that shit up. You can't plan for it. You can do the best you can, but
it's all about capitalizing on them.
Exactly. There's a high level of much more high level of variance in the playoffs, just because one bad thing that happens could cause an avalanche, and we unfortunately saw that yesterday.
I remember us talking about the blowout. Like, there wasn't a blowout game in the series.
Until now.
Did we curse ourselves?
Maybe so. Maybe we were the reason why it was a blowout yesterday. If the Braves, last question for you, if the Braves lose again next year like they did this year, do you make a managerial change?
I don't know. The problem is you're winning so well in the season. Like, for all intents and purposes, we should have a decent shot every time we go into the playoffs.
Yes.
Unlike the Falcons, right? When I see the Falcons go to the playoffs, it's flip, like, a coin.
Right.
Right? Sure, sometimes it may be both tails when you try to pick heads.
Sure.
But with the Braves, I feel confidence in the team a lot more so than any other Atlanta team going into the playoffs, maybe except for United. But I see that there's the pieces there. There's the skill we have. I think from a managerial standpoint, it's fine. There's probably a few times where there's, like, mental errors similar to, like, Freddie Freeman's strikes on the managerial side, right? Not keeping Tomlin out for the Shane Green.
Even though he was pitching really well. And I would argue that was probably the right move, but...
Yeah.
But he was pitching so well. It's tough. And I would not, as much as there were some moves I didn't like that Snicker made the series, I can't.
They're not bad decisions.
Yeah. I can't say that he did anything to, like, lose the division series.
Yeah.
So, Well, I think this will wrap up this little mini episode of the show. We'll have a big one for you probably Monday. Hopefully this ties you over until then. Or if not, it's fine. If you've shut yourself off from the world for the next 2 weeks, then fair enough.
Yep. We're doing the same thing too after this.
Exactly. My brain.
alive. Yes, I'm on. Feel alive. Feel like I'm being loud, loud under.